Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Yes, praise God. Thank and praise the Lord for Thursday. Well, I trust and pray that you've been having a glorious and a victorious day. This is the day that the Lord have made. And I say that because I had to learn that and know that this is the day that the Lord have made. And I am so grateful every day that the Lord allowed me to wake up. I found that God is in charge of my life. I hope you believe and trust that. And because God is in charge of my life, I choose to rejoice every day that I wake up and I can see the sun rise and set. So again, this is Apostolic Prophet Miller. I thank and praise the Lord for you that have joined in, and we send out a shout out to Apostle Armstrong, and who is the host of this broadcast, Apostle Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. And we just thank and praise the Lord. We rebuke all of those cold symptoms that have attached itself to his body. We rebuke them in the matchless name of Jesus, because as the Son of Almighty God, Jesus always have already paid for every sickness and every disease. But again, we thank and praise the Lord for you that have tuned into this broadcast. And as we stated, I trust that you've been having a glorious day. You know, we've been talking about how the battle, how a lot of people were dealing with the battles in their mind. Well, that's where the battle started. The enemy is always attacking our mind. He attacked it with thoughts of defeat, sadness, sorrow, stress, you name it. All of it began with a thought. And because I thank and praise the Lord, one of George Meyer's best-selling book is The Battle of the Mind. And I found out that it's so important that we need to renew our mind. Apostle Paul said it in Romans the 12th chapter. He was telling them that not to be conformed to this world, but renew your mind. And the only way we're going to be able to come in agreement and stand on what God's word said, we need to find out what God say. A lot of people don't understand. Once you get born again, God gave us a new spirit. He didn't give you a new soul. Well, your soul is consists of your mind, will, and your emotion. And so once you get born again, or once you get saved, or once you accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, it is a must. Listen at me. It's a must that you get in the Word of God and find out what God say about you and about life. Matthew 6. Tell us, if you read that whole chapter, and especially when you get to that 33rd verse, first he tells us to take no thought for our life. He tells us not to take no thoughts about the necessary things of life, what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear. But he tells us the most needful thing, that we need to seek out his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added. And I found out, you know, that's one of the most disobeyed scripture, and a lot of people overlook it. Because I don't know about you, but I found out in my own personal life when I first got saved, before I got saved, and in the beginning of my thoughts was always on what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, how I'm going to pay my bills. And when I read that, I was saying, oh, my goodness, what seeking you got to do with the necessary things for life for me. What I'm going to eat, what I'm going to drink, how I'm going to take care of my children, how my bills going to be paid. And I found out, now, you know, here I am, wanted just about getting in a debate with the Creator, the one that decide, you know, my gender and everything. Here I'm wanting, but that's what a unrenewed mind will do. And if you haven't been born again, and even if you've been born again, if you haven't made time and then get in God's word and read the word, get your mind renewed and find out what God say about you, find out what God said he would do for you. Well, guess what? You probably just like me. And in the hour, in the time that we're living in, I'm going to talk about what to do with fear. It's a lot of people, as I stated, like Monday, we talked about, you know, how a lot of people's mind is being tormented about, you know, what's happening on the earth and all of this stuff, and how the importance of renewing your mind with the word of God. Now, you know, some people, and rightly divide, understand what I'm finna say, some people sit around and they watch all of this. You know, from time to time, y'all, I look at the news. I want you to hear me. I'm not naive. I know what's going on. But I found out if I want to be a doer of the word, I have to make up in my mind to find out what God said versus what I'm hearing. And a lot of people is allowing themselves to be occupied with fear, things that is fearful, that bringing fear to them, things that bringing confusion. And the Bible tells us, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. So there too, again, as I stated, it's a must. Please hear me. If you want to be a victorious Christian, if you want to experience that abundant life that Jesus came and paid for, you're going to have to be a student of the word. Anyone that have been tuning into, you know, listening at the broadcast and listening at the message that God constantly give me, I constantly point people to the word. And the reason why I do that, God is not obligated to do anything that don't come in agreement with his word. If you want to know, if you want to know what God think or what God say about your situation, you need to read the word. The word of God is God's thoughts. The word of God is the will of God. Now, a lot of people debate and they'll tell you how you know the Bible is the word of God. Because Jesus said on one occasion, he said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. And the word of God bear witness with my spirit, because the word of God is spirit. Men was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. And the enemy done fouled that for so long. I done had some people say, well, I just don't believe it. I just don't trust it. Well, just because you don't believe the Bible, that don't change what God say. Because everything, if you're a student of the word, you know anything about the Bible, everything that God had inspired holy men to write is being fulfilled. Now, that just it. Thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you for your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your word. I thank you right now, and I praise you for this broadcast. I thank you for the airways. I thank you how the Holy Spirit is going to be breathing over the airway. I thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that will bring enlightenment, that will bring encouragement to peoples right now. I thank you. I cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. I even cover the people that would tune in. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I bind up detraction. I bind up interference that would try to bring to detract them from hearing the word that you have put in my mouth. And Father, I just thank you right now. I thank you for enlightenment and understanding, fresh manner. I praise you for it in the master's name of Jesus. But there too, again, as I was saying, we living in perilous time. Paul considered this, it's danger time. There's a lot of things going on. A lot of people is not experiencing the peace that Jesus paid for. But I found out, and I say this all the time, I don't want to sound like a broken record, and I found out sometimes I'm being repetitious, but I found out just because you hear it one time, that don't mean you allow yourself to abide by that word or take that word in consideration. The Bible tells us that we need to receive the word and engraft the word on the inside. And like I said, you have to get your mind renewed. When God saved us, he didn't save my soul. My soul is consisted of my mind, will, and my emotion. But we want to talk about dealing with fear because, and let you know, and you that have your Bibles, I want you to go to 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And there too, again, we wanna diminish this spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit. I want you to hear me. It's a spirit, and it'll torment you. The Bible said, the perfect love of God will catch that fear. What you mean? The more knowledge and understanding and revelation you receive or get from the word about who God is and what God would do, it would diminish, it would deliver you from fear. Because I'm telling you, in the hour and time, people is so fearful. You know, I know the gas price done went up. I know the food price done went up. But still, you don't have to fear because I'm looking to the Lord. That's who I trust in. You know, before I got saved, I dealt with a lot of fear. I was a single parent. And I find myself, I would be fearful, and sometimes I would find myself being turmoil about, being tormented by, is I'm going to have a job, is I'm going to be able to provide for the children, is I'm going to be able to keep a home for them. I was really, this spirit of fear would torment me all the time. You know, even the fear, maybe somebody going to break in the house, or you're going to be robbed. Or so. I mean, you know, I would just torment with fear. And I didn't realize that, you know, you can deal with something so long, you'll call it the norm. So I just thought, you know, being tormented with fear all the time, it was just the norm. Come on, somebody, you know. But until I got in, when I got saved and I got in the Word of God and began to read the Word and the Holy Spirit began to bring enlightenment and understanding to me, he let me know that the one that I need to fear is God. And so we're going to be talking about what to do with that fear. That fear, they're trying to plague your mind about your relationship. You know, some couple is plagued with fear when it come down to their marriage, when it come down to raising their children, when it come down to losing a loved one. If a loved one done departed or transitioned to heaven, they dealing with fear. But we wanna bring you some good news. We wanna try to help you to get rid of that fear, okay? In 2 Timothy, the first chapter in the King James Version, we're going to begin reading at the third verse. It says, I thank God who I serve from my forefather with pure conscience that without ceasing I am remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Now this was Apostle Paul writing to Timothy. And at this time, Apostle Paul was in prison. It always amazed me the courage, the boldness, and how Apostle Paul, he was in difficult, it was difficult time. He was dealing with a lot of danger things, but he was always writing letters to encourage other people. And I was always amazed at that. How, like now, when he was writing from he was in Roman prison at this time, and according to study, he was in a short days. Apostle Paul was gone. They were gonna kill him. Yes, they were finna kill Apostle Paul. But here he was writing Timothy, a young minister, to encourage him. Now I found out that it's the Holy Spirit in us, and once you done develop that relationship with the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, he can bring you that joy, that peace, even in the midst of facing death, of facing whatever. And the Bible tell us that the love of God be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. The Bible tell us that we can have joy. James even said on one, he said we need to count it all joy when we fall in divers temptation. Not counted joy what's happening to us, but we counted joy because we know who in whom we trust and who we believe. That's what bring the joy. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't like the way the prices is, some of the things they have. I don't like it either. And I want you to know, since fear is a spirit, it come to all of us. I want you to hear me. You know, some people have this mindset where you a preacher, prophet, and don't nothing bother you. Y'all listen, I deal with some of the same things that you deal with. Trouble come to all of us. Fear come to me too. But once I found out where it was coming from, and it wasn't from God, and the Holy Spirit taught me what to do and how to deal with fear. But anyway, I'm going to, he said, greatly desire to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remember, now here Apostle Paul talking a little bit about Timothy's background, but this was a letter to encourage Timothy. Timothy was a young minister, but he was dealing with a lot of false teachers, older people, older men, was confronting this young minister about being a minister and about what he was ministering or what he was teaching to the people. And see, the Bible says, who all live a godly life going to suffer persecution. We in this hour and time a great deception. You know, we come and getting close to election. And a lot of people is fearful about that. You know, I don't tell people who to vote for. That's something you have to pray and ask God. But when I pray and ask God, I vote as a Christian. I vote based upon what God will have. I know how to pray. And I tell people, instead of going around being fearful, learn how. Now, a lot of people say, well, I am praying. That, well, if you praying, do you believe and trust your prayer based upon what God's word say? Jesus said that he came that we would have life, we would have it more abundantly. You know, now let me keep reading. He said, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of hands. For God, listen, for God hath not given us, and I'm glad he specialized that and said us. Because, you know, some people, when they read the Bible, they have a tendency to say, well, this go for preachers. If you're a fivefold minister gift, if you're an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, teacher, they don't experience trouble like we do. Listen, we experience more trouble than you do. Because the enemy is always trying to stop or interfere with fivefold minister gift ministry. He want to shut us down. Yes, he want to shut us down because he feel if he get us as one of the fivefold ministry, if I get them, I ain't got to worry about the people because I can shut the people off from hearing and receiving from God. But even with that, you need to know, even if you're not a fivefold minister gift, according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter, if you're a believer, listen at me good. If you're a believer, you've been saved and you received the Lord Jesus and you received the Holy Spirit, guess what? You have authority just like we do. No, you might not experience as many difficult and fights that we do, but guess what? You should still know that God graced you with authority just like us. And you is an overcomer. The greater one is in you as well. I had to learn that. I went through a time period in my life as a believer that when I wanted a prayer, I would run to my leader because I was fully persuaded if my leaders prayed for me, God would answer their prayer quick and he will mine. But I learned, yes, God will answer their prayer, but Jesus made it possible he'll answer your prayer as well. And that's why it's so important you need to learn how to pray. But anyway, he said, for God have not given us. He was talking to a minister. He was a pastor. But he said, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He was encouraging him. He was encouraging Timothy because, like I said, Timothy was dealing that, according to study, Timothy was a little timid. He was a little fearful. And those false teachers was intimidating this young man. But Paul was letting him know that God have not given him the spirit of fear. One translation said a coward spirit. And I found out myself, sometimes fear want to come to me too when you talking to people or when you telling people what the words say. Come on, somebody. Or even sometimes when you facing maybe a bill that you got to pay that you wasn't looking for. You know, we all have mishap. That come to everybody. You know, sometimes you, especially if you living by a budget and certain bills will come up and you find yourself that little fear want to show up, how you going to pay the bill? How you going to do this or how you going to do that? Listen, God have already, please hear me, God have always made provision for all of our needs. Yes, he have. God have already made provision for all of our needs. And if you go read Matthew 6, that whole chapter, it would tell you that. But the thing about it, if you hadn't renewed your mind and not keeping your mind renewed, then you don't know what God say about you or what God would do for you. But Paul, like I said, he was encouraging Timothy, and he was telling him that God have not given him the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Now, I'm going to go to my Amplified translation, and I'm going to read that same scripture because I like to just go a little deeper and so the Lord can explain stuff to me a little bit better, break it down as much as he can, because I don't know about you all. I found out that you can live by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Now, some people haven't as yet believed that or come to that kind of conclusion. But we can do that. When Jesus was being tempted of the devil in the wilderness, the Bible said Jesus made that statement. He said when the enemy was tempting him, he was saying, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. And I don't know about you, all of us face temptation. Listen, temptation comes to all of us, but you're supposed to respond to temptation with the word, what is written. That's how Jesus overcame Satan in the wilderness. But a lot of times when temptation comes your way, if you don't know what the word of God say about you, you don't know how to respond. And just like fear, when fear show up, you got to know how to respond to fear. You got to open your mouth and say what God said about fear. Well, what we going to do? Lord, if so-and-so people get in the chair, Lord, we going to really suffer. I go back to what David said. And David said, I was young, but now I'm old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken, neither did they see begging for bread. David even said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Well, Jesus is my shepherd, and I shall not want. See, the thing about it, if you allow yourself to be overwhelmed with fear, that's a sign that you don't know how to respond to that spirit. You not saying or applying what God say about you. Okay? Now, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And like I said, Timothy was getting a little fearful, and he was getting a little weary and unsure about his calling. And this is why Paul was trying to encourage him, and he would remind him as a little child the way he was raised. Then he also was reminding him how they laid hands on him before he started his ministry. Paul was trying to remind him so he can encourage him and really get that fear, that Timothy, the weariness off of him. And somebody listen at this broadcast right now, if you feeling low in spirit, if you feeling down, if you feeling tormented, if you being tormented with fear, you need to encourage yourself. David even said on one occasion, I encourage myself in the Lord. Sometimes you might not have nobody near you, around you, can encourage you, but encourage yourself. Hallelujah. But in that, I'm in the Amplified, I said, and I'm going to read that 6 and 7 verse. And it said, that is why I will remind you to stir up, rekindle the ember of fan the flame up and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the inner fire that is in you by the mean of laying on of hand with those of the elders at your ordination. As I stated, he will remind him of what took place. Then he goes on to 7th verse. He said, for God did not give us a spirit of timid, or cowardness, okay, and creaking and frozen fear, but he have given us a spirit of power, a spirit of authority, and of love, and of calm, and well-balanced mind, and discipline, and self-control. Do not blush or be ashamed then to testify to for our Lord, nor me a prison for his sake. There too again, as I stated, now that was coming from the Amplified, because as I stated, Timothy was experienced, he was being timid, like I said, because of the false teachers. And you know, I found this out a lot of times. People will find out your age or how long you've been in ministry, and they'll try to belittle you. And if you don't know how to respond to that, you would take in consideration what they say. But there too, again, that's all the reason why we need peoples in our life. Some will call them mentors. They encourage us and help us along the way. All of us need a little bit of encouragement every now and then. And I thank God for the people that God have put in my inner circle, for not only to pray for Prophet Miller, but to encourage me. You know, God have put peoples in my life alike faith. I will to live right. I don't believe in a lot of foolishness. If you don't want to live right, that's between you and God, but I choose to live right. And I thank God for putting people like that in my life. But anyway, he gone, and I'm back in the King James Version, and he gone down. He said, in the 9th verse, he said, who have saved us and called us within holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. I'm going to drop down for time's sake, okay? He going to tell him in that 12th verse, he said, for the which call I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. Well, Paul wanted to let Timothy know, even as a minister, as a believer, there's certain things you're going to have to endure. You're going to have to deal with persecution. You're going to have to deal with affliction. And you're going to have to deal with false teaching. In other words, you're going to have some difficulty. You're going to have some hard time. Paul even said that in the last days when many are going to depart from the faith. Well, guess what? Well, how does this relate to us, Prophet Miller? Because we living in the last, I really believe that we living in the last of the last days, and there's so many things is happening on the earth. It's difficult time, y'all, really. Like I said, it's a lot of things that will cause you to be fearful if you're not careful, you know. But he on the 13th verse, he said, hold fast the form of sound words which have you have heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. There too again, like he said, and Apostle Paul even was saying, he had in that 15th verse, he had some people that done turn away from God. Well, we living in the time when the Bible said many are going to depart from the faith. But I had to learn, and one of the late mothers, Prophetess Martha Jean Hill, taught me. She was my mentor when I first got saved. And when she would go to church, I made sure I went. But when she missed, I wouldn't go. And she told me one day, she said, Sister Ann, you got to go. Sometimes if I can't go to service, you still need to go. She taught me the importance. If I have to go by myself, go. She taught me what it means that I had to endure certain things, but I need to not allow difficult time, allow people that choose not to walk with God, that started out with God and start walking with God. I had to choose not to allow them to stop me. Cause me to withdraw from the things of God. So I kind of understand what Apostle Paul was saying to Peter, because he was saying to some of the people that started out with him, they were no more walking with him. And it's the same way in our time. We deal at apostasy time when a lot of people is not walking with the Lord. They might have started out with you, but for whatever reason, they're not walking with the Lord. But you need to continue to walk with the Lord. You need to continue to encourage yourself that I need to continue to walk with him. I'm going to drop down And in that second verse, he continued to encourage Timothy and tell Timothy he's going to have to be determined, and because he got to endure some things. I don't know what people get this thing from, and I was kind of deceived when I first got saved. Oh, when you get saved, everything going to go right for you. You ain't got to worry about no problem. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You're going to still have to deal with persecution, affliction. You're going to still have to help. You're going to deal with problems, difficult time, but the thing that is different, you're going to have the Lord to help you with whatever you're dealing with. He will give you the faith. He will give you courage and boldness and how to endure. That's why you need to find out what the word say. And he even told him in the second chapter, he said, thou therefore, my son, be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. We're talking about his union, his relationship. And we can do nothing about ourselves. And I thank God for the inner strength. You know, I don't know about you, even when he told him to stir up the gift that was on the inside. It have been time when I'm feeling low, but guess what? I begin to remind myself, encourage myself with the scripture. Father, I thank you. You said you would never leave me. I thank you, Father. You said you supply all of my needs. I thank you, Father, especially if I'm dealing with maybe a finance, you know, because sometimes, you know, like I said, you have some mishap. Some might happen to your automobile, or some might break down in your home, and you if you're living by a budget and you weren't planning on spending that money. But what I do every month, and this has been a blessing to me, every month I decree the beginning of the month, Father, I thank you for more than enough this month. I thank you, and I decree and declare that all of my needs will be met according to your rich and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, Father. I'm a servant of Almighty God. I've been faithful with my tithe. I've been faithful in my giving. So, Father, I just thank you because Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. I would have more than enough. I don't care what come up. You're going to make sure I have it. And now that's one of my declarations that I speak over my life every month. And every day, even if things come, a mishap show up or somehow when it's, I begin to say what the words say. Listen, my brother, and listen, my sister, it's a must. You let the word of God come out of your mouth. The word of God have the ability in it to encourage you. It'll lift your spirit. Oh, yes. And I thank God for my prayer language as well. But then he go in that second verse, he tell him, I'm going to drop down again for time's sake. He said, in that third verse, he said, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. There too again, he was encouraging him. He said, endure hardness as a good soldier. Now, guess what? God needs us to do the same thing. I want you to go to Isaiah 51. I want to go to Isaiah 51. And this scripture just jumped out at me. You know, I call it when, you know, we'll say it jump out, but it was just enlightenment. And Isaiah, the prophet, was dealing with the peoples of God, and he was encouraging them, you know, when they was in Babylon and how they, after they came out of Babylon, he was encouraging them about what God had promised to Abraham, what God would do, how God would bless Abraham's seed. But the verse that really jumped out at me, for time's sake, on your own, you can read all of it. But this verse, that 12th verse, I want you to look at that 12th verse. And this 12th verse, for time's sake, I don't have time to read all of it, but in Isaiah, and it's fitting for the hour and the time that we're living in, when people want to be fearful of what man is doing. You know, I pray for the people in the White House, but I know a lot of people in the White House is not saved. So if they not saved, they are not listening to God. They're going to do what they think is right. And some of them, they selfish. They're going to do what they want to do for personal gain, maybe not thinking about other people. But I'm so glad that God is still in charge. Now, why do you say God is in charge? Because I am a born-again believer. I done committed my life to God and the things of God. And God going to take care of me. I just really believe that. God, and listen, God going to always take care of his people. But his people got to believe and trust him in spite of what they face it. Okay, in Isaiah 51 and 12, look what he said. He said, I am he that conformeth to you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die? Now listen, he said, why are you afraid of a man that shall die and of the son of man which shall be made as grass? Now, he would let, why are you afraid of man? You know, the one that people need to have a holy fear of reverence to is God. Why people want to sit around and be, they're going to do, if so-and-so getting tricked, they're going to do this and do that. You telling me that they are more powerful and more stronger than God? I think not. But Prophet Miller, they can do, I don't care what they can do. Whatever they do, God can cause the crooked to be made straight. You don't forget about some of the characters in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they choose to stand up for what was right, when they choose to stand up for God and not bow to the image that Nebuchadnezzar said, what did God do? Now, they was willing to die, but what did God do? When Nebuchadnezzar turned up the fire furnace and put them in there, The Bible say the ones that throwed them in there, they got burned up. The Bible say even when they was walking in there, when the king looked over into the fire front, the Bible tell me that he saw not, he said, I thought we throw three in there, but it was four. You don't forget about what God did for Daniel when they told Daniel not to pray no more. Daniel continued to pray because Daniel's trust was in God. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of people read a lot of these stories in the Bible. But let me tell you something. When we start dealing with something similar to somebody, where is your faith? Well, guess what? You're going to have to trust God just like they did. When they were facing trouble, you're going to have to trust God just like they did. You don't forget about what, and he even said, don't forget about what God did with the Red Sea. When they got to the Red Sea, you read all, read Isaiah, read, start Isaiah 40, you can read 51. But he talk about all of that, how God divided the Red Sea. Come on, somebody, and made it dry and caused the children of Israel to walk across it on dry land. God, listen. God did all of that up in the Old Testament. That's to encourage us in the New Testament. And the Bible said we got a better covenant with better promise. Once some say, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. I don't have to look to the hills. I look within. God is in me now, the hope of glory. And this is what we have to do. If you want to look at the news, look at the news. But don't allow the news to cause you or cause you to doubt what God say. Come on now. Those people in the old covenant, they dealt with trouble, some worse than some of what we're dealing with now. But God always came to their rescue. And you know what get me to? In Psalms 103, 105, 107, 106, when the children of Israel, how many times did they sin? How many times they forgot about God, but when they repented, God always showed up. God always showed up and delivered them from whatever they was dealing with. And my Bible tell me that we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper because he the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, y'all, God have not changed. He's still the same God. And we have a better covenant with him. We are Abraham's seed. But we got to operate in the same trust, the same belief, and the confidence that Abraham walked in. When God told him, and I think it's in Genesis, the 12th chapter, I believe it was, when God told him, I'm going to give you a son, he's going to come from your own bowels. And at that time, Abraham kind of doubted God, because Abraham was 75, if I'm not making a mistake. And Sarah, she was up in age too. But they were at the age that they couldn't produce anymore, you would think. But God told him, really, God, is anything too hard for me? Well, y'all, we dealing with situation that appear that is too hard for God, but no, it's not. The Bible said, to him that believe, all things are possible. And he's saying in Isaiah 51:12, I am he that comforts you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die? He said, why should you be afraid of mankind? They going to die. You see, and God said in the Son, that whatever you allow yourself to be fearful, why is she afraid of that? God is greater. God is awesome. There's no end to God. God always have intervened in mankind life. Those that believe and trust in him, he have always been there for them people. And you think he gonna stop doing it? The only thing will stop him, you stop believing and trusting in him. And what the enemy try to do with all this fear and bad news, they try to suppress your faith. He want us to stop believing and trusting in God. In Hebrews, as I believe, beginning in the 8th chapter, it talk about we got a better covenant with better promise. But he was telling them here in Isaiah, why should you be afraid of man? Man going to die, and the son of man which shall be made as grass. He said, in forgetting the Lord thy maker that hath stretched forth the heaven and laid the foundation of the earth and have fear continually every day because of the fear of oppressor. If he were ready to destroy, and it's the fear of a person. He letting them know right there, why is you being fearful of a man? So I'm saying to you, whatever the enemy done caused you to be put fear, you need to cast that thing down. The Lord thy God, he is with me. He not only in me, but he's with me. The Bible said the angels of the Lord surround those that fear God. Those that reverence. And then he said, those who hearken to the voice of God. And we are believers. Even it come on in the New Testament, in St. John the 14th chapter, he said, let not your heart be troubled. Whatever you allow yourself to be fearful about, you need to find out what his word say. And, let me go to another one. Let's go to Psalms 118. And this really... minister, well, all the word ministered me. Look what it says, Psalms 118. What are you doing? We attacking fear, because fear is a spirit, and it didn't come from God. It come from the devil. Fear, if you ain't careful, my brother, my sister, fear will cause you to cast away your confidence in God. Don't magnify fear. Well, how do you magnify, prophet? You magnify. Well, honey, you know if so-and-so get in the chair, if so-and-so had a way, honey, we're going to be really hard for us. How we going to eat? Lord, have mercy. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I choose to believe and trust what God's words say. I have to remind myself when fear try to attack me too. I have to remind myself. Sometimes when I done went out and ministered and driving back home and it's dark, I have to figure, well, what happened if you have a flat tire? What you going to do? You know it ain't nobody. I said, the angels of the Lord camp around about me because I fear God. God going to make sure my car don't break down while I'm on this highway. He going to take me home. I have to answer fear with the word of God. Because it's a spirit. And this is what Paul was telling Timothy. Timothy, that's a spirit. God ain't gave you that spirit. And I'm saying to you, God ain't gave you that spirit. Some people fear sickness and disease. God ain't gave you. Need to answer. You need to respond to that thought. God ain't gave me no spirit or no fear. I remember this lady. She with the Lord now. And she battling cancer in her body. And she said one day she was at home. She said, Prophet Miller, the devil told me, I'm going to kill you. So she told him, I don't know what you talking about killing me. If I die, you ain't going to get me. I'll go home and be with the Lord. See, that's a spirit. The enemy, fear is a tool of the devil. He constantly uses it against us to try to stop us from doing what God called us to do. The Bible tells us we shouldn't fear the one that is able to kill the body, but we should fear the one that's able to kill the body and cast the soul. That's God. God can only do away with both. Man can't do that. And this is what Isaiah was saying. Why should you be afraid of man? A man going to die. So why are you letting the enemy torment you by who in the White House? Some of you say, she probably just naive. No, I'm not. I know what's happening too. Might not know as much as you know, but I found out. God's going to take care of his belief. He did it for the children of Israel, those that he did it for a remnant of people. He did it for the ones that continue to believe and trust him. And guess what? He haven't changed. And that's where you need to be focused on what God said about you. Psalms 118, look at the phrase. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. God, I thank you for mercy. He said, let Israel now say that his mercy endure forever, because Israel experienced a lot of mercy. I have too. I thank God for mercy. I thank God for mercy. Pardon. Yes, I do, Lord. He said, let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endure forever, because his household also experienced a lot of mercy. But then he said, let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endure forever. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, and I will not fear what can man do unto me. And that's for all of us. My brother, my sister, in this hour into, I know his many things that would want us to fear. But listen, God do not want you to fear. Hear me. God, I'm giving you his word. God do not want you to fear. He don't want you to be tormented with fear. You know, we still got a lot of people. They fearful. They don't want to go out of their house because of COVID. They still fearful. You don't have to be fearful. I'm telling you, get in this word and get your faith and confidence in God. That fear, it torments you. Some people afraid to leave their house. When I go out, I'm afraid I might get COVID. I'm afraid. Listen, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he. You ought to have a holiest reverence and fear of God. Because he's almighty, not man. This is what he's saying. He said, the Lord is on my side. I would not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord hath taken my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The Bible tells us, whosoever trusted, cursed is the man that trusts in man. Man is limit in his ability. Man is limit in his ability, but God is not. God wants all of us in this hour in time to turn our faith and confidence in him. God don't want you living in fear. What earthly parent, a father want their child living in fear? That father will go to extreme measures to protect his child. Well, God is like that about us. But let me tell you something. If you haven't got acquainted with your creator through Jesus, you're going to allow yourself to be fearful, because we are living in danger, perilous time, difficult time. But God wants us to know you don't have to fear. I'm wet with you. Well, Prophet Miller, what about the ones suffering for Christ? Even that, he wants us not to fear. Even with Apostle Paul, as I stated, Apostle Paul had the kind of relationship with the Trinity. He wasn't afraid of dying. You know, I tell people, all of us going to die. That just it. The Bible says appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. But the Bible tells us the kind of peace that we can have if we die in the Lord. And that's why it's so important that people need to get saved and get acquainted with God. Because we know, the Bible tells us that we're just sleep. We're going to a deep sleep, you know. And that's what I believe. I trust that. And I'm telling you, as the time draw nigh, yes, it's going to get difficult. We living in, that Paul even said, in the time we living in, it's going to be difficult being a Christian. But he telling us, through reading his word, it brings strength to us. In that eighth verse, it says, better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. Thy compass me about. Yeah, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Now, some said this is was talking about Jesus. But my point is to show you that we need to trust in the Lord. God wants you to trust in him. God don't want you walking around him being tormented with fear. Let's go to Isaiah 40. Let's go to Isaiah 40. It's so many scriptures. And when you go in the Old Testament, you can find out when God chose some people was experiencing any kind of danger with their enemy. Guess what they did? They called on God. They were going to fast. And I'm telling you, if it ever been a time the saints need to fast and pray, it's now. If it ever been a time. And fasting don't change God. But what fasting does, it bring our body under submissive. It'll cause your flesh to shut down. And you'll be able to hear God even clear. And I'm telling you, if it ever been a time, some people say, well, prophet, I'm praying. You might need to add fasting to it. You know, I hear some people say, well, prophet, I can't fast because, you know, I'm on this and I'm on that. It's amazing how much confidence, and I've been there. I'm not being little on you. Please hear me. It's amazing how much of confidence people have developed in the doctors and everybody other than God. Y'all, God is real. And I hear somebody, I can hear something. I know he real. Okay, hey. You ain't got no argument with me about that. My point is, though, and y'all, I don't know about y'all, God constantly been talking to me off and on for the longest about getting in his word and renewing my faith and examining my faith, because I'm telling you, faith is the currency on earth that connects us with heaven, with God. And it's our faith that causes us to connect with God. Because we have to live by faith. You know, I had somebody call me earlier. They said, I fear. I said, no, you ain't got no business allowing your feelings to dictate. Because your feelings, our feelings are control us. Our feelings will cause our emotion to get all out of whack if you ain't careful. Now, when Paul said a sound mind, one translation said a discipline. You have to learn how to control your thoughts. Because your thoughts will cause your emotion to go either high or low, out of control or in control. And you have to control that, because fear can torment you to the point. As I stated, some people is fearful of going out of their house yet. They're fearful of getting around a lot of people because they're afraid they're going to get COVID. Remember Job? Job said, the thing that I fear came upon me. Job lived it in a fear that his children were going to sin. And he went out often and made sacrifices for his children because he feared. And Job found out, the very thing I fear, it came upon me. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will cause us not to trust God. I've been there. And listen, like I said, fear confront all of us, and all of us have to confront fear with the word of God. It's going to show up. Oh, yeah, it's going to show up. All of us have the opportunity yet to fear. But as I showed you in the word, God have not given us the spirit of fear. Come on now. Isaiah 40, I might not have time to give you this last verse, might not. Isaiah 40, look at that fifth verse. Hallelujah, look at the fifth verse. Hallelujah. Like I said, God do not want us to fear. You hear me? God is, in Isaiah 40, God was comforting the people. He will comfort the people. And God want to comfort you tonight. And I pray that we gave you something that would encourage you. God do not want you to be fearful in this hour and time, regardless of what's happening. You know, I have watched the enemy and how the enemy been trying to start a race war. Come on. And he's still trying to do it. But my brother and my sister, if anything, you need to draw closer to God. And the way you do that, getting his word first, by being born again, if you don't accept Jesus, your personal say, get in the word, get your faith built up. We can get our faith built up by praying in our prayer language. What in Jewish, the praying in the Holy Ghost, build up your most holy faith. You can build up your faith by reading the word, meditating on the word, and being a doer of the word. You can remind yourself of what the word said. Open your mouth. The Bible said faith come by hearing the word of God. You need to hear yourself say what the word say. I open my mouth and I decree and declare the word over my life, over my children, over my grandchildren's life. I got two great-grandchildren coming in January, and I'm already speaking the word of God over them. But that's what we do. You see, faith is a lifestyle. I ministered on that a couple months ago. And if you walk around here full of fear, that's a sign you've been taking in fearful thoughts. You've been taking in fear for action, what you seeing, what you hear. You've been taking that in, and you letting that dominate your life. That's what fear do. You have to take it in. Ooh, what you going to do about this? What you going to do about this? Or this happening? When you take that in and start opening your mouth, you taking in fear. Suppose somebody break in. You better do this. You see, if you take them in, you take it in fear. But when you start taking in the word of God, you'll flesh it right on out. You'll stop it from getting into you. And even like I said, what Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Okay, you know, once we get off there, read Isaiah 40 when he will comfort his people. Just read it for yourself. You know, I like putting my eyes on the word. You know, a lot of times people I want to hear what they got to say. How about getting in the word for yourself sometime? Put your eyes on it and then open your mouth. That's what my leaders taught me. Put your eyes on what it's saying. Even though you might know how to quote it, remember it off by heart, put your eyes on it. But God is saying to you and saying to me, in this hour, I know it's a danger time. I know it's a difficult time. But I don't want you to be dominated by fear. I don't want you to allow yourself to be fear to torment you and let fear God guide you around in life. That's a sad way to live. He wants us to put our trust and confidence in what he says, what his words say. Find out what God's words say. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word today. I thank you for strengthening our heart and encouraging us through your word. I thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. I thank you, God, for strengthening them, and I thank you for encouraging them. And as they take your word in consideration, what you have said through this message to them, they will find themselves resisting fear. Because it's a spirit, and you say you have, just like you told Timothy, you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And when we put total confidence in our Creator, the one that created us, when we put our total confidence in him, we don't have to fear man, but we can trust you, because God, you can overpower what man say do. Man is limit, but God is not limit. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this is an apostolic prophet, Willie Ann Miller. I pray that you enjoy the rest of your evening. Guess what? Stop entertaining fear. Fear have torment. It'll paralyze you. And that is not what Jesus paid for. That is not what your Heavenly Father wants you or I to entertain. Enjoy the rest of your evening.